At 8 p.m. every Sunday, I watch a certain historical drama called Ryomaden. Since it was first aired last year, its popularity has been growing day by day. The main character is Sakamoto Ryoma, a historical figure who founded the first trading company in Nagasaki. The only place where trading with other countries was permitted during the period of national isolation. He believed that in order to compete with other countries, Japan must modernize itself, and the abilities of Japanese people must be put to work. Because of Ryomaden, Nagasaki is experiencing a Ryoma boom. This boom has led to an increase in tourism to Nagasaki, and this year, the number of tourists increased by 260,000. I'm very excited that Nagasaki city has become a popular destination for visitors. But I wonder if the number of tourists will drop once Ryomaden is no longer on TV. I recently had the chance to visit Kyoto, another important location in the drama, and I was overwhelmed by the number of tourists there. Everywhere you look in Kyoto, there are historic landmarks such as Kinkakuji and the Kiyomizu temples, which are both UNESCO World Heritage Sites. With these blending into its history, Kyoto creates the atmosphere of grace and pride belonging to an ancient capital. This has become the power of Kyoto brand and attracts visitors from inside and outside of Japan. What is it about Nagasaki that can attract so many visitors? I believe there's a heritage unique to this city. When you walk along Hamanomachi Arcade, you will see many shops selling castella. Castella was first brought in by Portuguese traders and evolved in Nagasaki, using a lot of sugar imported by Dutch traders. Once you pass through the arcade, you will reach Teramachi, where a lot of temples are located. Among them, Sofukuji, a red Chinese Thai temple, stands out. Upon leaving the temple, you will hear people practicing for Okunji festival at the foot of Yasaka Shrine. This unique mixture of culture is called Wakaran, and I think this word shows the charm of Nagasaki, that is, the readiness to accept and adapt foreign cultures. The definition of the word mottainai is something that cannot fulfill its potential. If we cannot make use of all that Nagasaki has to offer and lose tourists after the boom is over, what a terrible waste it will be. This is a time when Nagasaki should be inspired by Ryoma. Now, it has been decided that Ryomaden should be broadcast to other Asian countries. This will be a great opportunity to reveal Nagasaki's unique charm to people outside Japan. In order to do so, I suggest that the key to success is the expansion of Saruku Guide, historic city tours. At present, these tours are conducted only in Japanese. However, if they can be done in other languages such as English and Chinese, Nagasaki's history and culture will be better understood and appreciated, and this will promote tourism to Nagasaki. Now, the relationship between Japan and China is not stable. In these difficult times, however, what we need is a grassroots intercultural interaction. I'm sure Nagasaki will become a model city for that, as its history shows. I do hope that Nagasaki will regain its vitality as a dynamic, multicultural city from which Ryoma saw a bright future of Japan. If we don't use this opportunity, Ryoma would say, "Mottainai zeo!"